Mr. Adnan.
Mr. Hussein.
Hello, I'm going to kick it off right now.
Okay, kick
I'm
it off.
I'm very excited,
I'm also very excited.
Because we have many things going on. First of all, welcome to the Gen Z Cafe.
Welcome back. Episode
today,
6.
Yes, our follower base is growing. And we were told that our last episode was our favorite by lots of people. So thank you. Thank you for watching.
It was
thank
very
you for
interesting because after we recorded the episode, me and Hussein are like, this is our best episode.
Yeah,
I think we both agreed this is our best episode. And then people started telling us that was your best episode. So that's pretty insane.
We're getting good at this thing. Who would have thought? Okay, so today we can start with two things. I recommend we start with your suggestion,
okay,
which is two truths and a lie.
I didn't want to start with that.
You have all played it in middle school, high school, college?
I've never played this game in my life. No, I played it like once or twice with a friend online, but like...
Oh, it's a classic like college first day of class.
Two truths and a lie.
If you guys don't know what two truths and one lie is, it's a game where we each have three statements, two of them obviously a truth, and one of them is a lie. We say all the three statements. The other person is allowed one question for each statement, and then they have to assess out of all the answers which one they think is the lie. If they guess the lie correctly, they get a point. Sure,
yeah,
like, we'll
a
do
point.
A point system.
Okay,
we'll do. And if you guess it incorrectly, the statement giver gets a point, and we'll see who has the most points at the end.
Okay, I see. Wait, so
if I fool you into choosing my truth, then I get a point.
If you guess the lie. If you get away with it, you get a point. And
yes.
If you guess it correctly, you get
then
a point.
You get, yeah.
And then we'll keep score.
And
okay.
We'll keep score, okay?
All right.
Do you want me to start off or do you want to start off?
I'll start off.
Okay, hell yeah.
Okay. So this one is a middle school theme.
Okay. Right?
And the first one is, I was a member of Model United Nations and I was the representative of Uzbekistan.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two is, I traveled to Dubai in middle school and I stayed on Yas Island.
Okay, the theme park.
No, where the Formula One is.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And three is, I got suspended for pranking the class with a fake bug.
A fake bug, okay.
So which one is the lie, Mr. Adnan?
The first one, I swear you've told me before. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. But I'm afraid you're going to make the lie the country that you're representing, for example. Mm-hmm, and so, like, the statement's correct, but the country you represented technically makes it a lie. Like, the original country was Bahrain or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what to ask you about that.
Yes, and there is one question.
Yeah, I'm allowed one question for each statement.
Yes.
So, for the Yas Island, how long is your stay?
Two nights.
That was a quick answer. Okay. What was the bug?
It was a spider...
A fake spider
that got me suspended.
Okay. I'm gonna guess the fake spider is the lie.
Okay.
That locked in final answer.
Locked in final answer. You're incorrect, sir.
Ah.
I was the representative of Azerbaijan.
I swear I told you. It's the country. Yeah.
Which is funny because I actually ended up visiting Azerbaijan when I was 19.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, I remembered.
I
used to be the representative.
This country.
And I went to we went to this big conference in middle school where all the schools came in, and I wanted so bad to speak, but they never chose me because I was Azerbaijan. Like, it was just the US and Italy and Japan and
whatever,
China debating, and then Azerbaijan was in the corner. Come on.
It was like the
I
super
prepared
countries.
A whole speech about like
poor baby Hussein.
okay, so
you get one point.
I get one point.
Okay,
go ahead.
My turn. Okay, these are my three statements. I've had a pet snail.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a pet ant.
Mm.
I've had a pet frog.
Mm.
Those are my three statements.
Okay. I'm just gonna think logistically and try to match them to Adnan's consciousness.
Okay.
You know? An ant, I can definitely see that's a thing because you have a pet spider currently.
Oh, I do.
As a college student.
He's a roommate. That's why
I
put a spider.
I can see you bringing in an ant and identifying with that ant and somehow believing that that ant isn't another ant on other days.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can see that happening. Logistically, frogs I feel like would be very difficult because I have never seen them domesticated or befriended before, even in like Alice in the Wonderland and stuff. Like,
I love how that's your reference.
And then what was the first
snail.
One? A snail. A pet snail, I would say. The
your life questions, don't forget.
I'm just thinking out loud.
That's
here.
Fair.
So the likelihood of you having a pet snail in Saudi is very slim. So my question to you is,
okay,
what was the name of the pet frog?
The frog was Filbert. I love that name so much. I renamed my spider after him, but whatever.
I see.
Interesting choice of question. Well, there's not much you can ask of these three, so I guess.
But what are the odds that you would rename an animal or a pet after another animal?
For reference, this is my fifth filbert, by the way, so.
So you just throw the name away. That's your unimportant animal name.
Yeah. No, this filbert's special. This one's my roommate. Okay. But I guess before it was a little bit unimportant, now that I think about it.
Five? My guess is the snail. Final
locked
answer.
Locked in. It was the ant.
It was the ant! Yeah. Dang it. So did have a pet frog?
I had a pet frog. I did lie about its name, though, because I didn't have a name for it. And if I said I didn't have a name, it would have seemed very suspicious.
But now you have two lies.
I mean, the pet frog was the statement, not his name. I mean, do you want to cancel that one? Because I'm thinking about it.
You get 0.5.
Fine, but it would have sounded... I'm so sorry, you're right. I up a little bit.
Yeah.
So the snail was Alvin. I had him in Houston, Texas, when I was in fourth grade.
Okay.
I had a pet snail. I'd take him with me everywhere. And I mean at school, after school, basketball, literally everywhere. And everybody would make fun of me for having it. And I'm like, no, I love Alvin. And then I also had a pet frog for a month in America also in the same fourth grade because I caught him.
Okay.
And my mom's like, yeah, you can keep him. I was like, okay.
You just kept him at home?
But I've never had a pet ant. But I knew it would throw you off because I do have a spider.
That's why I put it in there. That's wonderful. I thought it was a habit. I thought it was like a thing for a nun.
Okay, I'll take 0.5 for that because you're right. I did throw you off a little bit.
So one to 0.5.
But technically, if I said it didn't have a name, you would have been like, oh, then the frog's the lion. I still would have gotten the point. So no, whatever. 0.5.
It's all good. Okay, so
your turn.
My question is, or so my theme is, moving vehicles I have jumped out of.
You were talking about that before the episode, and I have so many questions.
To Tom Cruise here. Okay, the first one is a boat.
You've jumped out of a boat, okay.
Moving boat, okay. Two is an airplane. Moving airplane.
Okay.
And three is a moving car. What's your guess?
Okay. I think, no. Because we were talking about skydiving, me, Salman, I think you were there. And we were all talking about if we've done it before, and I think you said you've skydived before. I can't remember if it was you or someone else, but I'm pretty sure you've skydived. So plane, I'm taking out of the equation, and now it's a 50-50 between car and boat. Boat, what was the trip? Like, why were you on the boat?
I was in Miami.
Okay.
And we rented a boat with my friends.
Okay. And you just jumped off.
And I jumped off the boat.
Okay, that's so believable. Okay. And why did you jump out of the car?
The car? So you remember back when there was, what was that challenge? Kiki, do you love me?
Yeah.
So it was a moving car.
But did people jump out for that challenge? You would just put your phone on the car and it would drive, right?
No, you would walk out.
Oh my God, you're right. You would. Okay. That's so believable. Oh my God. Have you skydived before? Wait.
These are good, aren't they?
Very good, very good. Because they're all so believable.
Yeah.
I don't think you've done the Kiki challenge. I'm sorry. Like, the other two are so believable.
Okay.
Locked in car.
You're incorrect, sir.
God damn it.
It was a boat. I didn't jump out of a moving boat. I jumped out of a static
stationary boat.
Yeah. Stationary boat. But I think it's illegal. But I didn't jump
because out. I have jumped out of a
that does make sense. Boat. I probably should have. But no, we parked the boat and then I jumped off.
I see.
I'm winning on technicalities, which is the funny thing.
That's you're going so much smarter into the lies than I have. Okay, fine. Okay. So it's 2-1 for you.
2-1.
Right,
2.5. 2-1.
2-1. Okay, my three. Okay. I've never skied before.
Okay.
I've never seen a full episode of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And I've never went fishing before.
That's a good one, actually. That's right? Good. So the first one, I know you haven't skiing because you've tried skiing and snowboarding.
So you think that's a lie? Because I said I had never skied.
Yes. I have that as a lie right now. I'm just putting that to the side. Full episode of Game of Thrones, I believe that because your knowledge of live action TV and movies is limited compared to other people that I know, not just other people in general. And then the third
one. I've never been fishing before.
You've never been fishing. I can see you going fishing with a family member, especially Bishargiya. But also, okay, so actually I have a question.
Yes.
Can you use bread as bait? And have you ever used it before?
Well, the statement is I've never been fishing before, so I have no idea if you can use bread as bait. Like, even if I have been fishing, I have no idea. I've never heard of that. The bread is bait, so I don't know. I swear.
Okay. Okay. Then that's my question.
Okay.
So therefore, I believe you that you haven't gone fishing.
Okay.
I believe that you've never... Seen a full episode of Game of Thrones. Therefore, it's the first one. Okay. Locked in.
You are incorrect.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which one was it?
So I always say I've been skiing and snowboarding, but I've never actually been on skis.
You liar. So you lied in the past. You're not lying now.
Yeah.
Because I remember you saying that.
I've experienced skiing because my brother skied and he said it's boring. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just do snowboarding. And then, so I trusted my brother.
I know you've been, and technically some people, when they say, oh, I'm going skiing, then they just go snowboarding.
Yeah, but I have been fishing. I fish all the time. I love fishing.
That was a lie.
I love fishing. But I have never used bread as bait. I don't know if that's a thing.
It is a thing. So I learned that in Alaska, yeah. I learned that from my Saudi friends. And sometimes it's way better than shrimp.
Oh.
Yeah, like people catch... Actually, a lot of my cousins... One of my cousins has caught a full... Has caught a full fridge of fish just with bread.
That's so interesting.
Because they ran out of bait and they were still out there. They had the boat. So they literally used bread samuli.
Yeah.
Just throw it in.
Interesting. Yeah, I need to try that because I've done shrimp and worms, but never bread.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn. It's 2-2.
All right, 2-2.
We're so bad at guessing the lie.
Okay, I'm trying to pick a fun one.
We can bleep that out, right?
yeah. It's okay. All right. So in the martial arts world, so this is a martial arts theme.
Yeah.
In the world of Muay Thai, I have pulled out of a fight due to an injury. Okay. So I was leading up to a fight.
But you got injured.
So I had to pull out.
Okay.
Two, I have lost a tooth while sparring.
Okay.
Okay. And the third is, I am a 3-stripe white belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Interesting. I feel like, would the tooth be a lie because you've lost two technically?
No, it's not a technicality. Okay.
Because I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to guess something else. And you'll be like, oh,
I lost a single tooth. Two teeth. It is a single tooth.
Okay. But you lost two, your front two teeth, no?
That was after a surgery.
Oh, so I only lost one, tooth.
But they have to, when they put a crown.
Oh, right. You did say that. Okay.
Two.
So that's 100% a truth. Because you've showed me your fake teeth. You know, like I've seen them discolored in the light. For context, we were going laser tag and Hussein smiles and these two front teeth start glowing. I'm like, why are your teeth glowing? He's like, oh, they're fake teeth. So that one, I'm pretty sure.
They're glow in the dark teeth.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm pretty sure that one's the truth. So there's the 3-stripe Brazilian jiu-jitsu and the opted out of a...
Not opted.
Yeah. Like you had to get out of the fight. Forced out. So what was the injury for the fight that you were forced out of?
Torn rotator cuff.
Where is that? Like the I know that's a... okay. Shoulder. Okay. Right, so torn rotator cuff. And then when did you do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
My first 2 years of university.
Oh, so before Muay Thai?
Before Muay Thai.
Interesting. That's believable. I can believe that. I don't...
Started off as a grappler and then switched to striking. Yeah.
That's
grappling
smart.
Is a lot of fun.
And it's good too.
I don't think it's smart. Actually, I don't know.
But you said all of them start as like wrestling or whatever.
Yeah. To be fair, yes. Yeah.
So you would have been a beast if you continued. You would have been a Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I would have been a jiu-jitsu beast because I'm very flexible. And they used to call me like a rat because I can just like
funnel into people. You didn't cancel a fight due to an injury. I don't think that's true. Locked in?
That is also incorrect. I am on a roll, baby.
So jiu-jitsu?
I'm a 2-stripe white belt in jiu-jitsu.
That's a technicality. I was like a few weeks. Because I remember you telling me about Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I was a few weeks away from the getting a 3rd stripe.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, fine.
I have lost teeth and I actually did tear my rotator cuff. It was actually my first fight, my first kickboxing fight in Saudi.
Okay.
Yeah.
This next one has a theme.
Okay.
It's media that I've put my mom on. Okay. So I've got my mom to watch The Beta Squad, my favorite YouTube channel.
Okay.
I've got my mom to watch Rick and Morty.
Okay.
I've got my mom to watch my favorite anime.
What's your favorite anime? Wait.
Is that your question?
King of Nashua. I know it's King of Nashua. Well,
no, King of Nashua is good, but it's not my favorite.
Okay.
My favorite is Jarvis Reincarnation. I wouldn't even count that as a question.
Okay, so I'm thinking out loud here. You can you definitely have made your mom watch your favorite anime. I just feel like that's a thing that you could have done. What were the other two?
Rick and Morty and Beta Squad.
Yeah, I'm going to take Beta Squad. Beta Squad is too vulgar, I feel like, for me to share with a parent.
Interesting.
But then again, I have a stand-up comedy bit about the same comment.
So you'd consider Beta Squad more vulgar than Rick and Morty.
But Rick and Morty is art, you know?
Nah, that's fair.
Like, it's fictionalized, exaggerated. Yeah, whereas Beta Squad are the personalities of real people who may be exaggerated for comedic purposes. Yeah. But it still somewhat reflects them.
So Beta Squad, final answer?
Locked in.
You're correct.
I'm on a roll, dude. I'm a detective.
4-2.
Detective Hussein.
You're wrong, technically, because she has watched the Beta Squad. I just didn't put her on it.
I see. Well, yeah. No. But then, no, I am correct based on what you told me.
But you said too vulgar. Like,
you to put her on it.
Oh, I would have put her on it if my cousin didn't before I did.
I see. So if you had the chance, you would have done it.
Yeah. And my favorite anime is way more vulgar than the Beta Squad is. So yeah, that's definitely.
Okay.
But yeah, I put her on Rick and Morty and she loves it. We watched the 7th season together.
Okay. When season 7, I've only watched up until like 3, 4.
Yeah, so I watched all of them without her, except for the last episode. We promised to watch it when I was in Saudi.
Oh.
So we watched that together.
You get the chance.
And then my favorite anime, I put her on the first 3 episodes, and she still wants to continue, but she's waiting for me to go back. So, yeah.
You got a lot of catching up to do.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
So 4-2, goddamn,
yes,
I'm losing.
Yes, 4-2. So, okay, so this one is meals I can cook, contrary to popular opinion.
Okay.
People don't think I'm a cook because
cook like a bodybuilder.
Now I cook like a bodybuilder. Yes. But when I do take the time, okay, so here are the 3 options. 1, sushi.
Okay.
2, mendi.
Okay.
3, lasagna.
Okay. Final answer, sushi.
That is incorrect.
Sorry. No way! You've shown me mendi and lasagna.
I know how to make sushi. Shout out to Skylar Cohen, my best
friend.
You've
shown me mendi and lasagna before.
I haven't
before.
Made lasagna before.
Lasagna?
I've never made
you
lasagna.
You showed me another
for you.
Pasta. Maybe I mixed those up. God, yeah, I should have asked.
Lasagna is difficult because it's like layers and stuff. I think you have to put it in the oven.
I know how to make lasagna. That's why I figured you'd know.
Yeah, I just.
My mom makes banger lasagna.
I bet.
By the way.
It's lasagna, but we don't. Is it bechamel or lasagna?
No, it's lasagna. Because
like
they're two
pure
different
Italian
two
lasagna.
Different meals. Yeah.
Lasagna is delicious, by
my
the
mom
way.
Makes the best bechamel
Italian
and the best lasagna.
It's probably my favorite Italian food. Like, lasagna wins over pizza.
Easily.
Pizza is so overrated, by the way.
Okay, wait, I forgot pizza is Italian. Never mind.
Pizza is... Team hate pizza.
Both are nice, honestly. I couldn't choose.
I haven't been a big fan.
If we're talking homemade, lasagna for sure.
Like,
but
if
like
I'm
fast food, I've never
If I'm
going to
eat carbs, I want to go crazy with it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So that's 5-2? I should have... It's 5-2.
Or 6-2 because I won the last one.
No, because it was 4-2 after the last one. Now it's 5-2.
5-2, 4-2.
So I can only tie it now, which sucks.
You can only tie it. Go for it.
Okay. Okay. These are states I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Florida.
Okay.
I've been to California.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to New York.
Yeah, I've been to New York. Final answer.
Oh, wow. Already?
Yeah.
No questions?
No questions.
Well, you're right. So.
Yeah.
Wait,
could just tell
why?
Because I could just read.
Why?
I can read people.
No, but I need the reasoning.
Okay, the reasoning
California,
is...
I definitely told you. So that.
No,
I,
it's not that you've told me. It's not that you've told me. It's because... People who go to New York are very, very memorable. I feel like no one has ever gone to New York and not had an opinion about it. And we've talked about the United States before, and you've never mentioned New York.
Yeah, because if I would have... Well, the other two I've only been to for a week, so it would have been like a week
if
stay.
If you were in New York for a day, you would have an opinion about it. New York is a beautiful city. New York is a very...
Fair enough.
The city is a person in and
I
of itself.
I shouldn't have chosen New York.
It's very difficult to fake going to New York.
Yeah, because I was thinking...
Like, I can fake going... Actually, there are just some cities like Vegas, New York, like what?
L.A.
L.A.
I've been to L.A.
Seattle.
Miami. I've been to Miami.
Like, those main cities.
Yeah.
You can try to fake your way that you've been there, but, like, people have been there.
Yeah, my reasoning writing
like
this...
Paris, you
yeah.
know?
My reasoning writing this was, like, I wrote Florida and California, and I was like, what's another big state? I was like, New York. So I wrote New York.
Dang.
But I guess that threw me under.
And I love how you challenged me at this game, too.
I never
you
said I was
going
to win. I said I wanted to play the game.
Fair enough. I love how we're turning this competitive.
The point system threw it out. But,
all right, let's move on to the final one.
Yeah,
okay.
Your turn.
So 3 theme parks that
I've
been to.
I haven't guessed a single one of yours. Okay, this one's the last one. I have to guess this.
3 theme parks that I've been to. Six Flags.
Okay.
Disney Studios.
Okay.
And Busch Gardens.
Okay, what is Busch Gardens? That's my question for that one.
It's a good question. Is Busch Gardens still around? So Busch Gardens is this theme park in Florida that it's just animal themed.
Okay.
Like it's kind of screwed up now that I think about it. It's like a safari type situation, but there's like lions in Florida.
Okay.
Like what has brought lions into Florida?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like why are there elephants in Florida? But yeah, and then there's like roller coasters.
Yeah, obviously it's a thing.
It's like SeaWorld for the desert.
Which Six Flags did you go to?
So I went to the California one.
California.
Yeah.
Did you also go to the California Disney one?
No.
Which Disney one did you go to? Is my question for the Disney.
No, I did go to the Florida one. Sorry.
So wait. So Six Flags in Cali.
Yes.
And Florida Disney.
Yes, I haven't been to Disney in Cali.
Those are bad questions.
Wait, you asked multiple questions.
No, I asked
first one. The second one was which a bonus. One? Clarification.
Which one? Yeah. No, it was just which one. I wanted to ask which one. That's why. Yeah. Sorry.
Six Flags in Cali.
Yeah, Disney Florida. I swear there's this lingering memory. Obviously, I've learned to not trust my memory, but I'm going to trust my memory this time.
Okay.
There's a lingering memory of us talking about Disneyland and you saying you've never been to Disneyland before. I swear we've had this combo before. I'm going to lock in Disney Studios.
That's incorrect, sir.
God damn,
that's incorrect. I got to tell them it's Six Flags. I've never been to Six Flags.
I should have connected the dots that Florida and Florida.
Yeah.
And so you
no,
have
but
to have,
no, it was. Yeah.
Have you
I
been
was,
to Cali?
I have been to California.
Oh,
I just
so
go to Six Flags.
Then it wouldn't have helped me. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That would have been my answer regardless.
GG's.
Well, there's still my one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But you still can't even tie
it.
It
doesn't matter.
Point.
It's what, 7-2?
This is a bonus one.
Yeah. No, this is the final one.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't been in a fight outside of my school.
Okay.
I've never eaten snails before. Mm-hmm. I've only ever owned 3 laptops in my life.
Okay. I'm going to lock in the second one.
I've never eaten snails before?
You've never eaten snails before.
Well, that's incorrect. I've never eaten snails before. I've gotten into so many fights outside of school.
So it's a lie?
No, the snails is the truth.
Oh, wow. You've never. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, why did I think that I've eaten snails before?
No.
Ew. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. But is it the first one?
Yeah, it was because I've gotten fights.
Yeah, I knew the last one was because that's way too specific, and I believe it. I believe it so much.
And the third one, yeah, I've only ever owned 3 laptops.
Hey, I'll give it to you.
I'm on my third one right now. Like my third laptop.
Yeah. This is actually a really fun game. Thank you for inviting me to play.
I told you
it'd
be fun. I told you.
And I think it's really fun when you play it with themes. Because I've played this game before.
Yeah.
And generally people just do random things like, I've been skydiving.
I think the random ones are fun too. Like that last one is very random.
They are really fun, but themes are harder to guess.
That's true.
And when it's harder to guess, it's more fun.
Yeah,
when
fair
it's
enough.
Too clear and it's just people showing off.
Yeah.
It's not awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That was 7-3.
So
good
going
job.
Off of that, now we have two options. Okay. The first one is we can discuss the film that we watched.
I was thinking discuss the film before we
and then we play Spark. Yeah. Okay. Just for a heads up and to give you guys a promo.
Yeah.
We have a board game here called Spark by Seek Discomfort. I'm a big fan of Seek Discomfort.
Never heard of them before you, so.
Yeah, and you still, I don't think you've ever watched like a Yes Theory video still,
nope,
right?
Not a single one.
You really need to. It's such a good
day. Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah, okay, but on the topic of film, so we've been trying to watch more films.
Yes.
And we're trying to watch a film a week. I don't know if we can keep that pace.
We'll try.
Yeah, but I think it is really useful
maybe
as an actor.
Maybe bi-weekly.
It's so useful as an actor and as an artist.
Yeah.
And at least for me as a writer.
I watched 4 movies in the past 2 days, but they're all animations.
What movies?
They're all animations.
What movies did you watch?
So all 3 of How to Train Your Dragon. I rewatched the trilogy, and then I rewatched Coco. Also, I'm going to take this back to episode 3, I think. Or was it episode 4 where I was hyping up Moana? Coco is infinitely better than Moana. Infinite. Coco is such a good movie. I don't know how
I need to rewatch Coco.
It left my radar, you know?
But there's a How to Train Your Dragon 3?
Yeah, The
did
Hidden
you,
World.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. The perfect way to end it.
Is it as good as... Oh, it's the ending?
Yeah. The
so
perfect
it's just
way to
the
end
trilogy?
It. Yes.
That's very rare for those, like, I don't know, big studios. They love to milk.
No, DreamWorks pretty much... What is DreamWorks made? I know they were supposed to end the Kung Fu Panda on 3, but now they're making 4, so I guess you're
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
And Shrek 4 is coming out, but Shrek 4 is DreamWorks also. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, you're right. They do milk
Disney,
it, but no.
Disney tends to stick a lot to story, but now they're doing spin-offs again, so I'm like...
Yeah. No, but How to Train Your Dragon is 1,000,000% done.
It's worth it, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Such a good
Maybe
ending.
Maybe I should
Perfect.
Go back to watching animations because...
They're fun. They're nice.
Of course they're fun. They're nice. It just depends on what you want to improve on.
Before I die, I want to 100% at least voice act in something once.
Yeah, I can see that for you.
Cool.
And I was just going to come to that. I'm like, if you want to be a voice actor, you probably have to watch a lot of animations.
I can do voices. Like, me and my sister do voices all the time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You can still, you can sign up on Fiverr, by the way, make some side cash.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Yeah. Voice actor.
Yeah. I mean, now it's, again, AI is taking out everything, but.
So true.
Yeah. Like, why would you hire a human being when you can just have an AI do it? But it doesn't sound as good, but it does also sound great. You know? But they have to train the AI on people. Actually, I just found this out. You can make money training AIs with your voice.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you make royalties. Yeah. You basically sell your voice to the algorithm.
To the algorithm.
And then anyone can make with your voice and you get a percentage of it. Okay, but the film that we watched.
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island. It was your choice. Your choice.
It was out of your list, so.
Let me did you choose that? I had 75 films on that
list. So me and Hassan are like, let's watch a movie. He's like, okay, let me show you my list and you can choose a movie. He showed me the list. The first thing I see is Shutter Island. I'm like, we're watching that. And Hassan's
oh,
like,
is it because it's the first thing that you saw?
No. Okay. That's not why. But I instantly knew I wanted to watch that because before I saw a clip on Instagram about the movie. And all the comments were like, oh my God, I love this movie. And before I went through the whole clip, I turned off my phone. I'm like, I'll watch that movie. So I won't spoil the movie. I'll turn off the clip. And I loved the movie.
Did you love
it? Such a good movie.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Because at the end... Yeah, during it, I felt like we were both skeptical, but you were a little bit more skeptical.
I was just confused.
Yeah, you kept saying that, like, you felt, like, thriller vibes, like, your skin was crawling.
It was eerie. It was, like, that eerie, like, you know?
And I did feel that, too, which is, by the way, not Martin Scorsese's style. Like, typically, his films are a lot, like, gangster films, or they're just character pieces, like The Wolf of Wall Street. Actually, even The Wolf of Wall Street, you could argue that... It's kind of about a group of people. So it's always about institutions, you know, institutionalized. Yeah.
This was an institution, technically. Like, it was a...
Yeah, exactly. But it very much had eerie vibes. And what I loved about it is he took, like, artistic freedom. Like, you notice how there were a lot of flashback scenes where...
Oh, I loved that.
And it just, and the, like, dreams, things that everything. Normal physics wouldn't work out, flowers falling in... Like things burning in your face, things disappearing, very CGI-y. Which I was.
But they did it really well too. They did, like, it wasn't like the new Marvel CGI. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
How good is Leonardo DiCaprio, man?
I can't explain how talented he is. Like, I could not. Words could not describe how good he is as an actor.
So freaking good. It gives me inspiration, but also I can see, like, I'm not saying that that's within grasp for me that I can reach that level, but I can see now that I've been learning the techniques. It's like I'm picking the films apart, and every scene, I look at the actor and I try to guess their wants.
Yeah.
Like, what are they working at? What tools are they using? Yeah, and I'm studying their movement. I'm like, oh my God, he looks so natural. Yeah. Like, I like how he's loose. And the secret about these guys, and I'm telling you, man, especially Leo, he's just so loose, you know?
Oh, yeah. No. He does it like breathing. It's second nature to him, it feels.
He's just so comfortable, man. Yeah. And I wish to feel that level of just relaxation.
No.
On a set. You know, because as an artist, the number one most important thing, and especially as an actor, is relaxation.
Yeah, comfortability.
You can't make art if you're tense.
Exactly.
And that's something that I struggle with so much.
That's the case with everything. You can't do anything well if you're tense.
True. Even martial arts, honestly. Like, if you're in a fight and you're just, like, tensed up, you're going to get knocked out.
Imagine running while you're tense. Like, it just doesn't make sense, you know?
You just have to breathe.
Yeah. But no, one thing is... So we before the movie, I told him this is going to be the second ever Leonardo DiCaprio movie I've seen. Kind of, you know, pathetic, but whatever. It was my second ever Leonardo DiCaprio movie after the Titanic.
Yeah. The Titanic.
Yeah.
It's just Titanic, I think. Is it the Titanic?
I call it the Titanic. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it was the Titanic.
Yeah, the movie is... If it's Titanic, it's the Titanic. Yeah. Anyways, but I have seen clips, many clips from Wolf of Wall Street, Django, other movies of his. Mm-hmm. He's so good.
Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm telling you, man. I haven't seen it.
You guys watched it as a group, right? That day when it came out?
No, I actually went alone.
Oh, I heard Anmar.
Oh, I did actually. I did go with Anmar. Yeah, you went as a group. And, Scooby.
There was like a group of six people that went to watch the movie. I don't remember you being...
It wasn't that large.
I remember you being a part of the group.
But it was a really good movie, man. Oh, my God.
I heard it was like 3 hours. That's why I didn't go.
Sorry?
I heard it was 3 hours, and that's
the thing with Scorsese films. Like Shutter Island, it was like 2 hours and a half.
Was it? It felt like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
I think it was more than 2 hours and 20 or 15, but typically it's 2 hours plus, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I
like
think
the Irishman
line
is so long. The Irishman is 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow. I would not watch that.
But he likes to take his time.
Yeah, I barely put up with like Marvel movies when they started getting to 3 hour.
Don't even bring that name into our artistic podcast.
You don't like Marvel?
Am I really about to start this pretentious rant about how...
I mean, nowadays, their movies are trash. Mm. Utter garbage. But I'm talking, like, back in Infinity Wars. You didn't like Endgame, Infinity Wars?
I did enjoy that
time. Those were very good movies.
I did enjoy that time because they had a clear vision.
Yeah. No,
and
no, after
the,
that...
And the drama still carried.
Yeah.
You know?
You want the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Stanley died. Marvel died with him.
Was Stanley alive when Infinity War came out?
No. But... Infinity War has been like in the makings, or like the theory at least for it has been in the makings way before it.
Yeah.
Like he died.
That could be it.
So I feel like the second they ran out of his ideas, the stuff he wrote down, the stuff they discussed with him, they're like, let's do the Marvels now.
It's different crowds, different, what's the word for it? Different crowds, different candies. I'm inventing that.
Different kids.
There's alliteration in it. Cause I know what that is.
Yeah.
Repeated letters. Okay, what I'm saying is that there are the cinephiles that enjoy artsy films.
Yeah.
And there are the casuals. But I think even the casuals are being exhausted with superhero films.
Yeah. They're also being like very cliched now and they're not being written well. So like it doesn't
You just matter. Have to have drama, man. You have to have conflict. Yeah. Okay. Is this a good time to start Spark?
Yeah, sure.
Play the game. I keep saying for video sure. game. I think it's because I just memorized the script.
You're too electronic.
Oh, also, before that, though, I am very excited for next week, by the way. Just 2 weeks. And not to go into too detailed with my schedule.
That's
but
fair.
I just love making art, and I'm going to be acting so much next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to be writing so much next week, and I get to do, like, my two favorite things in the world.
Yeah.
And, like... we've been all building up for this for like 10 weeks, 12 weeks.
Longer, I think.
Longer.
Because if you bring in the practicing we did before our break, we've been working on these scenes for the longest time.
This is probably, this March is like the climax of just
our journeys as artists.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which is crazy.
Very,
that it's like, wow, I've been going through so much growth and learning so much in such little time.
And we're about to peak.
And now I'm like, I feel good. You know when you're going into a fight and you feel great? You know, you're on weight, you know?
Yeah.
Life is good. You're hydrated, no injuries. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
And it's just good mind state. You feel ready. I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to rock.
Yes, sir.
And I'm so excited. Okay, that's just it. I just wanted to go on that
fair.
Way.
A little just, you know.
Pump up for myself.
Exactly.
You got
motivational
this
speech.
Okay. So honestly, just box wise, I don't know if the camera can see it.
Yeah,
so
for audio viewers, I'm sorry. Our audio
we'll describe it to them.
Sorry.
It's a blue case,
blue box.
Says in white, "When was the last time you did something for the first time?" Which is a great question.
When was the last time I did something? Today.
What was that?
The walk. We walked today.
Oh yeah, none has never walked before.
I've never walked without a dog. Okay, This is the first time I've walked with humans.
I can't believe that's true.
I've
only
ever
walked
dog.
To the. Oh, you mean intentionally?
No, intentionally, just walking to walk.
Yeah.
Like obviously, I've walked to the mosque or walked to a store.
But you've ran before.
I don't sit in a wheelchair.
And in between
running
runs.
Is different. But I'm talking walking.
Okay. Well, congratulations, sir.
Yeah. No, I'm talking walk just to walk. Like obviously, I've walked
in
between runs.
That's what I'm congratulating.
No, but
you
I mean,
for.
Walking in between runs is me catching my breath, you know, and then I'm gonna go back to running. So that's something you're walking to walk.
No, that.
But today we literally said, let's go walk.
I think that's an achievement for you. Like if your life was a video game, Minecraft at the top right corner, Xbox, and it would be a funny name like First Steps.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay,
baby steps.
So this. There's this like
a golden
card. I actually feel that. That's actually really cool. So this is pick your adventure. We'll
oh,
do that
heavy.
Later.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's actually
heavier
a metal card.
Looks like
it's actually kind of cool. But we'll scan that because it'll pick our adventure.
Okay.
And then
I'll
these
scan it right
cards
now.
Are literally just cards with questions that we have to make an agreement on.
Okay.
To answer truthfully.
I will 100% answer you truthfully.
To say the truth.
Unless
and
we're
nothing.
Not allowed to say it on the podcast.
Exactly.
Okay. Pick your adventure level. An hour.
Oh wow.
An afternoon. A
we
weekend.
Started with the adventure. Okay. An hour, an afternoon,
a
or
weekend.
A weekend? Are we going to stick to this?
Yes.
Okay, an hour then.
Okay.
But it won't be now, obviously.
Ready? Yes.
Okay.
What Gather all the necessary materials and build a kite from scratch. See how long you can keep it in the air. We physically can't do this on the podcast.
It won't be on the podcast, but I'm saying we'll do it off pod.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't know what
that.
The adventure was. Okay, I'm so down for that.
So we're going to build a kite?
We're building a kite, and we'll
and
see
we
how long
it see
flies.
How long... Wait, and we have to build it from our own materials?
From our own materials.
Okay.
That sounds fun as heck, bro.
Exactly.
Hell
so see,
yeah.
That's the game. That's
okay.
actually really fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're doing that off pod.
Yeah, I'm not going to set a deadline just because these next 2 weeks are...
For sure. We'll do it eventually. We'll find
time. Okay.
Now I'm curious what would have happened if we picked a weekend. It's like travel to Paris for a week.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. We have to have the money for that.
True.
Okay. All right. So here's how it'll work. I'm going to shuffle.
You're not very good at that. Yeah, the cards instantly fell out of his hands.
This will be fun to play with one hand. And then you'll pick a card and I'll pick a card.
Okay. Why not pick a card? We both answer it and then we just keep going through one card. But why do we both have to pick a card?
No, I'm just saying like rent.
Like draw. Interns. Okay. Okay.
What does the card say?
What's one goal you have for this year? How can I help hold you accountable?
Wow.
Wow.
See, we're getting deep. Okay, what's one goal for this year? How can you hold me accountable?
How can I hold you accountable?
I want to think of the most interesting goal that I haven't been giving enough attention. I have been giving a lot of my goals attention lately.
You have, definitely.
You think so?
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Okay, so one of them is... to land my first paid acting gig this year.
This year?
This year. And so that means when I return to Saudi Arabia...
You have half a year to do that.
I have half a year to do
that. How can I help you? How can I help you? That's part of the question. Yeah.
Honestly, as a friend, whatever happens at the end of this program, I would like it if you check in on me and make sure that I'm going to auditions.
Okay.
That I'm networking and that I'm putting myself out there.
Yeah.
In the acting world. So I can land my first paid acting gig.
Okay. I definitely will try that.
Can we shake on that?
We can. Okay. I will definitely check up on you in the future.
Okay, so now how does it work?
I feel like I'll answer it too.
Do you want to do that or draw a new card?
Do you not want my answer for this question?
I want this answer. Okay, go for it.
We can both answer the same question just for the viewers too.
But they want to know my answer. Of course.
Mine is a more short-term goal, but I do definitely want to do it by the end of this stay, not even this year. I've been practicing basketball a lot. Mm-hmm. I want to get better because I want to beat Yassine in a 1v1.
Is that the goal or that you want to get better at basketball?
The long term, but that's not just this year. Like over the next 6-7 years, hopefully, inshallah.
You want to get better at basketball.
I want to get better at basketball in general. I want to join a team when I go to Saudi. Mm-hmm. I might join my university's team. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily, I don't want this at this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I can do that next year or the year after. But the one I definitely want this year is beating Yassine in a 1v1.
How can I help you with that?
Just
or hold you accountable?
Make sure I'm practicing. Because sometimes I will slack off. I'll be like, I could practice right now, but I'll watch a movie. Or I'll
what does practicing mean to you?
Spending an hour with a basketball in hand, shooting, dribbling.
Does it have to be an hour?
Not just that.
I feel like an hour is a long time.
But that's good enough. Like half an hour. You know, just a reasonable amount of time with me just practicing dribbling, for example, just with a ball in hand.
Spending
you know?
Time with a ball in hand, working on core skills.
Exactly. Shooting, dribbling.
How frequently?
At least once a week. At the very, very, very least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we'll do that.
We'll do that.
And does that start immediately or when you go back to Saudi?
What do you mean? No, I want it to start immediately.
Okay.
Yours is when we go back to Saudi, but mine is definitely immediately. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then that's the deal.
Hell yeah.
All right. Okay, so
next one.
I will here if you can want to hold it for me. I'll just pull the next card. Okay. Whoo!
Oh God! Just read it. Stop the suspense.
What do you think is your biggest flaw?
So many. So many.
And that is ready.
My biggest flaw.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer for this? Because I might need a little bit to think.
No, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Yeah, no, I know.
Just say the first thing that comes to your head. Don't filter.
Probably my doubt in myself.
So you picked a personality flaw.
Oh, you thought I was going to go physically?
I thought you were going to go physically. Physical. I was thinking physical for me.
Really?
Like, yeah, immediately.
No, I think...
Like, as soon as I saw it, I already started thinking of mine. So
physically,
I
think I'm where I want to be for the most part. Like, I wouldn't call... But your biggest flaw being a physical thing doesn't make sense to me. Because, alhamdulillah... Alhamdulillah, in every aspect of my body, like, I don't have any disorders, I don't think. I might, but, like, you know.
I mean, in the head, you're not
just a little bit. But that's, hey, the self-doubt comes from there, doesn't it? But, like, physically, yeah.
So going back to the flaw.
Yeah.
Your biggest flaw is your doubt.
My self-doubt.
Why I feel like and how can you learn to love yourself more? Regarding that flaw.
I don't hate myself. When I say self-doubt, I mean...
Or how can you believe in yourself?
Yeah, more? Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of scenarios where I feel like I'm scared of rejection, failure, you know? There are so many scenarios where I could do something. For example, I'll keep it really simple. Like just an easy example. I can't think of like actual examples. Asking mom for McDonald's, you know? I'd always be like, why would I ask? She could say no. But like, what if she says yes? You know, then I got McDonald's.
But isn't that an external doubt in terms of whether or not what you want will come to fruition due to extrinsic factors rather than intrinsic lack of belief in your ability to accomplish that thing?
Then my biggest flaw is my fear in those external.
So it's more of an anxiety thing.
You could say. Okay. Like, ever since I was younger, every time we'd come to ask our parents or something or whatever, I'd be like, can I go ask mom? I'm not going to ask.
I see. So it's your confidence in yourself to be okay with things not going the way
you intended. Terrifying. Rejection. I watch those dudes on Instagram where they're like, oh, you should seek rejection once a day. And I respect that so much. I could never. I feel like as I am right now, I could never.
I think you just need to take a leap with something.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And there's a couple in mind, like, but I'm not ready yet.
Here's the thing about life, man. It's like, you never truly regret anything. There are things, obviously, if you do them bad, but if it's something that you're on the fence about doing, and you have a rational brain, chances are if you do it, you won't regret it.
Yeah.
You'll actually just have more respect for yourself for
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, I'll change.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Heck yeah.
It's true.
But now, see, I had time in advance. So I think, okay, I'll answer this one. But the next one, just to keep it rolling, well, as soon as you hear the question, you have to start answering. And then we'll move on to the next question.
Okay.
Okay?
So but what I'll if it's not a truthful answer?
What if it's not a truthful? What do you mean?
Like, I feel like I took long and made it truthful. If I would... The first thing I would have said is, I'm insecure, you know? Like, but that's not...
Like, take time to think about it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if we do it one question per person, I don't have to think in advance. Now I have the advantage.
You're gonna fine. But we'll do turn. So I'll always have the advantage at some point. So it's fine.
Okay.
Plus you had an answer in mind, so you can answer it that anyways.
What is my biggest flaw?
If you see your calves, I'm slapping, Avril.
Okay, actually, no. I've been growing my calves.
Okay, then what physically do you think is your...
I think my gyno. My gynecomastia.
Oh. Yeah,
which is very common for a dude.
Yes.
But that makes sense. It was a very, like...
But... On a different note, how cocky of you to think that's your biggest flaw? I'm kidding. But I mean, for that to come to mind, it means you think of yourself very well, which is very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like, cocky, I'm cool. Confident is what I mean.
I feel like if I didn't have gyno, I would 100% have stepped on a bodybuilding stage way earlier.
I respect that.
Yeah. Because I've worked really hard in the gym, and the unfortunate thing about gyno is... No matter how much you work out, you can improve the look, but
it won't. Yeah, it can't. It can't.
So hopefully, you know, when I become a wealthy actor, successful business entrepreneur, I can afford the surgery to just get rid of it.
Yeah.
But that is the biggest big flaw of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
Okay. I respect that. Cool. Am I picking next?
No, I'm picking.
All right. Go ahead.
Just read it. Do you think you treat yourself the same way you treat the people you love most?
Wow.
I already have an answer for this.
No, unfortunately not.
Yeah.
Because I don't give myself enough breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely don't. Oh my God.
I don't. I give so many people breaks. Every person I know, I try to give them... I try to push my friends as much as possible.
Yeah.
But I am compassionate towards them, and I try to tell them, hey, don't take yourself too seriously. It's all going to be okay. I don't do the same with myself. That's unfortunately. Fine. I'm very rough on myself. It has allowed me to be very successful and to accomplish many things and to grow exponentially compared to my peers.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you.
Great on me, but at the same time, you gotta relax. Yeah. You gotta relax. And that's the one thing, actually, going back to my biggest flaw, that is also one of my biggest flaws, is I'm too stuck up.
Yeah.
I am too, like, go in my own head. But it's something I'm working on. Yeah.
My answer is also no.
Okay, we are back. Okay. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties.
With the audio. The audio just cut off for a second.
But we were talking about...
Oh, yeah, I was answering the question. I answered, do you think you treat yourself the same way you treat the people you love most? I said no. Mm-hmm. I'm way nicer or more under... Hello? Okay, sorry. It's because those are mini. I'm way... how do I say this? More... What's the word I'm looking for? More comforting with other people. if someone came to me with their problem, for example, oh, I'm struggling to like work out three times a week, whatever, you know, I'd be like, oh, you could do this, this, this. I'll give them solutions. I'll comfort them, you know. With myself, I feel like, oh, I can't do this. I'm a terrible person. I hate myself, you know? And I'm so hard on myself where I'm like, I think it also has something to do with the fact that I'm in control of my own life. You know, if you come to me with a problem, the rest of your life isn't my concern. You're like, oh, Adnan, this is happening. I'll be like, oh, you can do this, this, this. You're like, perfect. And you continue with your life. Me, when it comes to my problems and my stuff, everything's on me, you know? So my life, I'm controlling my life. I'm steering where I'm going, and it's scary.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm hard on
myself. You're blinded by your own
future.
Future and inadequacy. And just we are our own harshest self-critics.
Yeah.
Always. Which is really messed up because like other people perceive you as really cool.
Yeah.
And they probably perceive me as really cool. So like, why can't we just perceive ourselves as really cool?
I have no idea. But I saw there was this video I saw on like Instagram, I think. It was like, you should think of yourself the way you think of your loved ones.
Yeah.
Like everything you're going through, imagine your loved one going through it.
That's also one of just Jordan Peterson's 12 rules for life, which is treat yourself like you were someone responsible for taking care of.
Yeah.
And he has this really, really good essay that I keep remembering about, like, imagine you had a family member that had to take pills. So like medicine, very critical medicine. You would get really upset at them for not taking that medicine.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when we're prescribed medicines ourselves and we know we have to take it, we don't take it. And that's metaphorical in the sense that if you have an overweight friend who it's really getting in the way of their life, you'd really encourage them to lose weight in the most loving way, especially us in the fitness world. But when it comes to myself eating healthy, I tend to cheat more, you know?
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah.
But and then I get mad at myself for not seeing results. I'm like, I've been taking the easy way out. Obviously, I'm not going to see results.
Okay.
Your turn to pick a card.
My turn to pick a card. Here we go. Bismillah. Oh my God. What is with this self-improvement theme?
Oh God. Okay.
What can you do to make yourself a better person?
Yeesh. Probably be nicer. My love language is bullying. So, and I feel like, as much as I love it and I know that the people close to me are okay with it and will laugh about it, I do it to people that I'm not as close to unintentionally. And I always end up feeling like that jerk, you know? I definitely could be a nicer, just kinder person overall.
I think you're really a kind person. And I don't say that just to be... No. Because your love language is comedy and bullying.
Yeah.
But it's not really bullying. That's the thing.
No, but I make comments that are like uncalled for sometimes. You know?
You're saying being more affectionate, but also
like you even told me in the first 2 weeks we met each other, you hated me, or not hated me, but you disliked the way I was. You know, but that's just who I am. You know,
and was it because you came you came out very strong, like kind of attacking with jokes, or what was the?
I don't know. I feel like I warmed up to you really quickly, maybe a little too quickly. And then
No, I think it was a... I don't know. It might have been...
You said like I was bullying like the heck out of you. And you didn't like it.
And you might have hurt my feelings.
Yeah, maybe once or twice. Exactly. And I do it unintentionally. And I hate that about myself.
But also that's people should have thick skin. Look, it's a fine balance, right? Like I think everyone should have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And like you shouldn't take yourself too seriously.
Definitely.
But also we all have those weak spots where if someone does hit them, you'll laugh and be like, ha ha ha. But
and then later on you're like... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I think for me, knowing myself more than I already do.
That'll make you a better person?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why?
Because knowing when I overstretch myself with other people, in terms of, like you said, offending. Like if I know my limits and I know other people's limits, then I can be a better person.
Yeah.
I can be a kinder, more empathetic human being.
Yeah. My issue is I have no limits. That's my issue.
But there you go. Then learning to knowing thyself. Like the
that's
Greeks
why
used to say know thyself.
Yeah.
So now you know thyself.
Exactly. And that's why when I go to people, I tell them like after a week of knowing them, when I know that I'm going to know this person for a long time, I'm going to be friends with them or colleagues or whatever. I always mention it. And I've told you this before when we first met. If I ever cross a line, let me know because I'll do it by accident.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. We tend to be very transparent whenever we have any type of...
Exactly.
Like, I don't know, what do you call it? Snakes conflict. Under the carpet? Yeah.
Conflict. Elephants okay, in the room.
That's a snake right there. Can we...
Where?
All right.
Okay. My turn. Your turn. How many cards are we doing before we end the episode?
I think are we going till the end of the episode?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
What does your perfect day look like?
Oh my God, that's a great question. Well, lovely. You question. Should answer it first.
Why? You're supposed to answer.
I'm supposed
question.
To answer it?
I wrote the question.
Yeah. Perfect day. I've actually written about this in my journal.
How
like
do you?
I manifested. Going back to manifestation. I know. I'm cheesy. I think it was in uni. Okay, so perfect day for me. Wake up. Work out.
Really? Wake up.
Wake up. Work out. Get a hard workout in. 2-hour weightlifting workout.
Okay.
Like really hard weightlifting workout. Have a healthy breakfast after that. Something high protein. Some fruit. Good stuff. Do sauna, ice bath, jacuzzi.
All of those. All three.
If I could fit them all in, great. If not, probably two.
Okay.
So ice bath and sauna. And then, yeah, just shower. And then work, which is acting to me. So analyze a script, memorize a script, rehearse a script.
Yeah.
Or go to set, which is even better. That's like the perfect day would be going to set.
Yeah.
Doing a full hards day on set. And then obviously praying in between, and then coming back home and getting 8 hours of sleep.
Okay.
That's it.
That's a good day.
Perfect day.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
My perfect day would be wake up, obviously. Have mom's breakfast.
Have mom's breakfast.
It's mom's breakfast. Oh. Whatever,
what
she chooses, whatever she chooses.
Whatever she chooses.
Because it doesn't matter. She makes her French toast is banger, her eggs. My mom does everything well.
Yeah.
While we're eating breakfast with the fam, watching an anime or a TV show that we all like,
because
we do that all the time. Like as a family, we finished so many animes. Imagine,
this is beautiful, man.
It really is very nice. After that, probably go to the gym, for an hour. Nothing too bad. Like all my workouts take an hour, anyways. Mm-hmm. So I'll finish a day, preferably arms day, my favorite day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, if it's a perfect day, it has to be arm day. Get back, take a shower, have lunch made by mom. Because if I'm having lunch, I'd want it to be my favorite lunch. You know, it's the perfect day. Mom's lunch. Afterwards, hang out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Play video games, drive around, maybe watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Card games. Mm-hmm. We do Monopoly sometimes. Mm-hmm. Exploding kittens. Just, just a card game. And then just go home and sleep.
That's amazing. And now you just made me feel like a total jerk because mine was so individualistic. And it was literally just
nothing wrong with alone time.
Yeah. But now I love that you surrounded yourself with friends and family. Which to me is
I love alone time. I love it.
It's not alone time more than I just love what I do, man. I love what I do so much and I want to grow with it. And it's like, that would be the perfect day.
Yeah.
And to me, I guess what I imagine was a perfect work day.
Yeah.
You know? Or a weekday, ideally on the weekend, I could spend time with friends.
Yeah.
I would play video games. I would spend time with family.
Fair enough.
But yeah, cool.
Yeah, that was my perfect day.
Very contrasting responses, which is really cool. Mind holding it for me?
Okay. Wait. Yeah, no, I read what was the perfect day, so.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, God, I have to answer quickly.
Okay. Another self-improvement one. Here, actually, let's shuffle it.
What was it? Wait. Oh,
no, I won't read it.
You want to
just
pick
to,
if it's self-improvement, we'll keep going until it's not self-improvement.
Okay.
Okay, I was going to say if it's three self-improvement in a row.
What is something you've done that your future self will thank for? So something you've done in the past that your future self is going to thank for, which kind of makes me think.
Can it not be also my present self? Like, does it have to be something
to be
in the future?
No, something that you've done.
Yeah. But like, what if I'm thankful for it now? Does that not count?
No, that works.
So that it works as
but
an
it's
answer.
More about your future self, really.
But it's both the same answer. I'm just thankful for
Listen,
it now,
the
and
question
I'd definitely
is,
be.
What tree have you planted in the past that hasn't grown yet? You get what I mean?
Oh, hasn't grown yet.
What's something that you did in the past that you haven't seen the fruits of the labor yet, but you think that it might arrive?
The only answer that's coming to mind is this 9 months in France.
So you think your future self is definitely going to thank you for
1 million. There's no way my future self regrets this 9 months. Like, I'm sorry. It's not happening. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
That's why I was asking, because I'm already thankful for the decision. It was the most spontaneous decision, by the way. Yeah. But I'm so grateful that I came. I've met lovely individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned so much. I've started so many new things. Another future thing, Gen Z podcast, my future self will thank me for, because I'm going to be big in the future.
You know what I was thinking about that? Like, regardless of what happens, right? Past episode 20.
Yeah.
Is like 30, 40 years from now, if YouTube is still a thing, and inshallah, if human beings are still on earth, with Allah atani al-hayah bidhnillah, I can just look back and look at these 1 hour
conversations. Exactly.
Which is kind of crazy to think about, that I can look at the camera right now and say, 50-year-old Hussein is watching this.
27 years from now, you'd be watching this, inshallah.
That's only 27 years from now?
Yeah.
You're so old. That's like 2x what I currently lived, plus 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm good. Plus 4 years.
Like half of a decade of that was like being a child.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
But yeah. What's your answer?
Same thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured. Because we're both in the same program.
No, because, yeah. I really feel like I stood up for myself by coming on this program.
I'm glad you did.
And not just
I wouldn't have a podcast against
other people, but also to myself.
Yeah.
You know, believing that I am an artist.
Yeah.
Believing that I have something valuable and beautiful to share with the world. And to put all my faith into that.
I'm glad you've come. And as an artist, as an actor, I, for one, have seen your improvement from the first day to today. Insane development. So good on you.
Habibi. But yeah, I don't see it even as a development in that sense. Like, I do believe you can obviously improve your craft.
You definitely can.
100%. 100%. But I think it is more about making more stuff and being more inspired. And I feel like
that's fair.
I've gotten so much more inspiration that I've started to look at more art and experience.
But you learn from the art that you're looking at. And that's how you get better, I think.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool. And then wait. Yours. Okay, yeah. All right. Pick one.
When was the last time you felt truly alive? Yeah. It's interesting.
It's unfair, though, because these questions, I feel like, are not regarded towards people who are living now. And I feel like I'm living so much right now. Like, I've never felt more alive.
And like, literally. That can be an answer.
Yeah, like today. Today was probably the most alive I've felt. Like, yeah. I'll tell you what I did today. I wrote a 15-minute short film that I really like and I'm really excited about. I didn't go to the gym. I usually do feel really alive when I'm in the gym. But yeah, just that alone, creating and being inspired. And then I also rehearsed. I've never felt more alive than right now.
Okay. Good answer.
Yeah.
Mine is when I performed in front of my whole family.
What did you
perform? So my cousin came from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really good at the piano.
Okay.
I have, if you've seen the Super Mario movie, you know the song Peaches by Jack Black?
Yeah.
By Bowser.
Yeah. The new one.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's recent.
I love that song so much. Yeah, it's before Friends. It was before Friends by a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. And it's a piano song.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second she comes, she's playing on our piano because we have a keyboard at home.
Mm-hmm.
And she's playing and I'm like, can you play Peaches? She's like, let me listen to the song because she has perfect pitch perfect. I don't know what
she can play a song.
Yeah, as soon as from listening. Yeah. So she listens to it and she's like, yeah. Just translates. Yeah, and she starts playing it. And I'm like, oh my God, you're playing Peaches.
Yeah.
And so I start singing as a joke. And then she really liked the performance. She's like, we need to do this in front of the family. In front of the whole family. Aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, everybody.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't want to do that. Because I was really shy at the time. But we did it. And it was spectacular. Like, it was perfect. Because nobody knew I was going to sing. So I was hiding. I was wearing a Bowser hat and a tux, like a suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hiding. And nobody knows about this except for my mom, me, and my cousin. Mm-hmm. And so my cousin's there. She gathers everybody. And she says, I'm going to play something on the piano for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's sitting, listening to her. She starts playing, and then I just walk in and start singing. And my whole family is like, wow, and they're laughing, and they're clapping.
Oh.
And I finish the whole song, and everybody claps, and we do like a, We do an encore and
you're
everything.
You're a performer, man.
It was really fun.
And there's nothing... So, two beautiful things in life. One, having fun with friends and family.
Yeah.
And two, performing in a crowd. And when you combine those two...
Exactly.
I imagine you felt very alive.
It was the most alive I felt ever. So, it wasn't even the last time I felt alive. It was the most time I felt alive.
The only second thing I would say is probably like skydiving or fighting.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I was going to say, but why is there an answer
more
a fight?
Like... exhilarating.
It's adrenaline. Yeah. It's not. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
This is like molecular.
Too. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. I think we might have two in.
Two more left.
Okay. Oh, actually, we're already at an hour. Oh, my
are
God.
Are we?
Yeah, okay. Just looked at my watch. Wait, no. One more. We'll do the final.
I already was addicted.
Okay. Well, I already have a pick.
I know. Okay, go. Right, okay. You can put it back.
Ooh, okay. What trait immediately draws you to other people? And doesn't have to be romantic, just in general.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. I didn't take it romantically. Sense of humor.
Agreed. Yeah.
Oh, if you don't have a sense of humor, I will not interact with you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I cannot interact with someone who doesn't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I am such a comedy-based human that I physically cannot function without humor.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah.
Like, there have been... And you've pointed me out on these... where we'll be in like a serious scenario, I'll make a joke and they'll be like, none. I'm like, no, I will joke and you will not stop me. I cannot not joke. So if you do not have a sense of humor, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're cut from
the list. That's a good one. I think that's what, for me, definitely, I love funny people. And that's what, 100, but who isn't though? You know, the only people that aren't attracted to funny people are people who don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a reciprocal thing. So I'm trying to think of what really.
No, but some people value other stuff above a sense of humor. I cannot value something more than a sense of humor.
I'm attracted to people generally who are truthful.
That's fair.
Who aren't fake.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Like, if you're a real person, yeah.
Yes. If you're a real person, but also like you're not putting on a mask.
Yeah.
You're not like over and just like weird, you know?
Yeah.
I love quirky people, but the reason I love quirky people
is because they're true to themselves.
It's because they're true to
exactly.
themselves. So like when you just put on this display to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, just gives me the X kinds of kinds of tells me like okay, get away from this person.
Yeah, you know? No, that's a good answer.
Like I can be formal with them, I can work with them.
But
we're not gonna
no friends. Deeper, yeah, no deeper connections. Like yeah, no.
But also sense of humor. Like those two things.
That's no, you could be a liar. As long as you're funny, I'll like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I truly do not value anything more than a sense of humor when it comes to a relationship with someone. Friendship. Co-workers.
Yeah, because look, man, especially if you have a sense of humor, you don't want to be around someone who's a buzzkill.
Exactly. I love people who laugh at anything because then I feel super funny around them.
No, but also those people, I'm like, no, because then it's like if everything is funny.
Not like I wouldn't be too close to them, but like they're a breath of fresh, you know, like a breath of fresh air where I'll go to them and I'll be like, okay, I am funny, but I'm not. But like, you know, it's just that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I like comedy for like, for smart comedy, you know?
No, yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
I love
that's
wit,
just like a, it's like, a,
but it has to be true fun.
Yeah,
you know,
I love wit. I'm very witty.
Okay, well, I think this
think
is a great place to
now?
End it. That was a lot of fun. That time flew, man.
It did. The truth, fun lie.
We like went into
it. We didn't do that again.
Vacuum.
Two truths, one lie. I need my comeback. I need a run back on that.
7-2.
I'll do more technical lies, and we'll see who
up your game. We'll
yeah.
see what happens. Okay, thanks for watching the Gen Z Cafe.
Thank you
guys.
So much. Leave suggestions for what you want us to talk
and
about.
And if you enjoyed this.
Card games like Two Truths, One Lie. We could do Never Have I Ever.
That
I really want to play. That sounds fun. Like Five Fingers and it'll do Never Have I Ever. That'll take
that.
10 minutes maybe.
We could do that.
So, thank you guys so much for watching. And we'll see you guys
subscribe,
next week.
Like, inshallah. Comment, and see you around.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gen Z Cafe. Bye.